President Biden visits a community college in Virginia today to sell his two big infrastructure plans. He's proposed free two-year community college for anyone who wants it. There is, of course, a lot more to those plans, but right now we want to take a closer look at one other issue in particular, and that's childcare. Biden is proposing $225 billion to subsidize the cost of childcare for low and middle income families. And joining us now is Shefali Luthra, reporter for the 19th. And Shefali, put this $225 billion into context. What impact would it have?
The impact would be tremendous. The largest impact perhaps would be on low-income families, right, who would have free childcare through this plan. The Biden administration says that if you're middle class, it would, if you make up to 150% of the median income in your state, cap what you pay for childcare at no more than 7%. In a ton of states, more than 30, childcare costs more than in-state college tuition. We'd see investments in quality of childcare, right, better learning modules, smaller class sizes, and we'd see a $15 minimum wage for childcare workers. All of these would be really transformative for both the industry and for access to childcare.
$225 billion is a lot of money, but Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Patty Murray are proposing more than twice that, right?
They are. Patty Murray has called for $600 billion. Elizabeth Warren, $700 billion. Patty Murray says her bill is what it would take to achieve a childcare program that fully addresses low-income and middle-income family need. Elizabeth Warren's proposal is for universal childcare. Even $225, while far less than those proposals, though, would be historic and transformative for this industry.
Okay, some money, $40 billion, was passed for childcare facilities as part of the COVID relief bill. And the president is proposing an additional $25 billion for additional facilities as part of his infrastructure proposals. Tell us exactly what that money would do.
So we saw over the past year, the childcare industry has just been so hard hit. And the numbers are still coming together. It's going to take a long time for us to really understand this, but childcare is a low profit margin industry. And with pandemic lockdowns and people staying at home, a lot of these centers lost a lot of money. When they had to reopen, they had to pay a lot more to have safe facilities in place and safe social distancing procedures. And that combined loss of income and increase in costs meant a lot shut down. So the $40 billion that passed in the rescue plan and the subsequent $25 billion in the jobs bill would together stop the bleeding, right, and bring us back to where we were before the pandemic when we still didn't have a ton of childcare, but we had an industry that existed. And that is something that has just really changed in the past year.
Let's go into politics for a moment. Just this Sunday on Fox News, host Chris Wallace challenged Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, who's a Republican, over his opposition to government-funded child care service. Let's listen.
25%, one in four of the children in Louisiana are in poverty. And according to the White House, 42% of residents in Louisiana do not have access to child care. So don't they want, wouldn't they benefit, forget whether it's infrastructure or not, wouldn't they benefit from these government programs?
So I don't know if they would. If you think about the main driver of elevating out of poverty, it's good education.
Shefali, is this a sign that this child care money is going to be a major political fight?
It seems that for the past recovery bill, right, a lot of the efforts to put big money into things did meet Republican resistance. It's also clear, right, that even if there are political fights over whether this money is too much money, there are ways for big increases in spending to pass without the support of most Republicans.
You mentioned how hard hit this industry has been over the last year. Can you give us a sense of the toll?
It's been really, really hard for women and especially women of color. The childcare industry predominantly employs women, and a large percentage of those women are not white. And it's contributed to the economic devastation that we've seen that has really affected not everyone equally, and particularly hard-hit women.
Shefali Luthra is a reporter for The 19th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.